Charisma Magazine has been my go-to source for spirit-filled news for years. In fact, Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. In our busy world, it's still important and valuable to receive Holy Spirit-driven content. And now, the Charisma Media audio app helps you do just that. Now, you can both read and listen to this amazing magazine. I'm John Burton, and I love having that choice. Download the Charisma Media audio app and listen in the Spirit today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about baptisms and miracles that are breaking out on the street where George Floyd died. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
When you turn on the news every day, you are bound to see images of protests sparked by the calls for justice over the death of George Floyd, and riots breeding chaos in cities around the U.S. But during the daylight hours, there is another story developing and good things are happening. Joel Baumgartner of the Circuit Riders Movement posted on Facebook that baptisms are happening right now in Minneapolis, right at the corner where George Floyd was killed, and that he received a message saying that a deaf person's ear was healed by the power of Jesus and they can hear again. Joel also reports that dozens and dozens of people are being healed, filled with hope, and being born again. According to the Circuit Rider Ministry's Facebook page, they say that a team of four of us from Circuit Riders left for Minneapolis, Minnesota on May 31st with less than a 48-hour notice. We knew we had to respond like Jesus in the midst of this crisis and go to the epicenter of pain and injustice. We had no concrete plans, but just a wild expectation for God to move. On June 1st, we ended up meeting Pastor Curtis Farrar and his wife, who pastor Worldwide Outreach for Christ. This church shares the same intersection with the location where George Floyd was killed. After an accelerated time of friendship, Pastor Curtis gave us the invitation to host hope rallies in the street. Our team left, regrouped, and returned to Minneapolis the weekend of June 5th with additional missionaries from Circuit Riders, YWAM Kona, and Civil Righteousness. In 3 days, we saw God do the impossible. Over 100 people responded to the gospel, hearts were restored, healing broke out, and hope was restored. We believe that God wants to change the narrative, and He's inviting His church to lead from the front lines. Another Circuit Rider, Lindsay Coffer, said through her Facebook page, "Jesus is alive. This is good news. Spontaneous baptisms in Minneapolis and too many testimonies to count." As the mainstream media propagates fear for views, it's encouraging to know that embers of revival are getting fanned into flame. Let's pray for arson fires to stop, but God's fire to burn in our hearts. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.